Hello again, everybody. So post the Pittsburgh shootings, I've seen once again the left demanding to know why the far right or white people who do mass murders are not called terrorists while other groups are. You may have seen this. They've got a load of shit memes up about it as well. And the narrative goes that white people who carry out murderous acts don't get slurred with the word terrorist because of white privilege. And they make jokes about how when it's a white people doing it, the media calls them lone wolves, or they're just mad, or they're just insane, but they're not terrorists, and the left have got a problem with this. Something that about this argument's always niggled at me, that something was just a little bit off about it. Because to a degree they are right. The media are starting to call people such as the Pittsburgh shooter or Thomas Mayer, who killed Joe Cox, terrorists. But it doesn't really wash with the public. There's something off about it. Well, let's just take a look at what the definition of a terrorist is. So, terrorist, a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Adjective. Unlawfully using violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. The key phrase here is political aims. The interesting thing is, if you look back at history, the left have had a long association with groups engaged in what is called terrorism. The IRA were philosophically of the left. The Palestinian groups are also favoured by the left. And other Islamic organisations which have bombed Europe are also more closely linked with the left. Just take a look at Jeremy Corbyn. It's the one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter line. From a left-wing perspective, a terrorist group or an organisation is simply the oppressed, those without institutional power, using whatever means they have to fight for their own cause against the oppressor class. And so, if an Islamic group blows up a shopping centre in Europe, the left will claim that we, meaning the West, bomb their countries, and if we stop doing that, then the Muslims wouldn't have a reason to hate us. It's because of our foreign policy. There's all sorts wrong with that thinking, but that's for another video. The point is, you're engaged in violence toward political ends rather than just because you're a psychopath. Your grievances can be listened to. They can be brought to the table and aired out. There's room for outreach, as the left would say. And this is why I find that the modern sort of lower tier SJW lefties demanding that far right white people who carry out acts of mass murder and also be all terrorists, is why I find it a bit weird. They seem to have become lost in their own narrative. But at the same time, as I said earlier, they do have a point. Far right terrorists are lone wolves or just insane. Though the media and elites have begun to cave in a bit, and they're starting to call them terrorists as well. But here lies the problem. If people such as the Pittsburgh shooter or Thomas Mayer are terrorists, then what are their demands? If they are killing people for political aims, then what are those aims? What is their grievances? What is it they want? Are we going to have an outreach program for far-right terrorists? Are they freedom fighters sacrificing themselves in a fight to the death with the power structure? The difference is, far-right talking points have been so completely cast out of the realm of political discourse that they aren't a political issue at all, but a moral one. It isn't anything to do with political aims, but simply unhinged hatred and madness. It's a pathology, something repulsive and venal. An Islamic terror cell might carry out a mass shooting on the streets of France, and French or American foreign policy will be on the table for discussion because they'll want to know what their motives are. But when a nationalist carries out an atrocity, his grievances make the elites uncomfortable, so he's simply classed as a lunatic And that's why I think these leftists calling them terrorists are a bit confused, a bit dopey. They don't even understand the safeguards within the discourse to keep them safe from their own ideology and where it leads. Because a far-right terrorist could be perceived as speaking truth to power, but they can't go there. Instead, like all other white interests, it's a moral issue and not a political one which can be discussed. And that's why they can't really call them terrorists. Anyway, just a thought on the matter. Catch you later, folks. And don't do any violence, for Christ's sake.